Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We want to take a few minutes now to pay tribute to a dear friend of the Here and Now family. Petra Mayer, books editor at NPR, died unexpectedly on Saturday from what's believed to be a pulmonary embolism. She was 46. Listeners and we at the staff, we heard Petra as she was, the genuine article, the real deal, the book evangelist who loved to talk about reading in her way. She appeared on Here and Now for years, and this summer she became an irresistible regular, coming on to, as she put it, to yell about her favorite books. Here and Now producer Emiko Tamagawa worked with Petra on all that yelling and has this remembrance.
Petra Mayer was so much fun. Who can forget the time when her cat Godfrey butted in on her conversation with Robin Young?
Petra Mayer joins us now.
Oh, God, my cat just walked into the mic and knocked it over. Get out of here, you bum. Hang on, I'm going to bodily shove him off the table.
Oh,
shoot.
Petra, this is...
Okay.
You know, no animal abuse on our book segment, but...
No, I gently chucked him off the table. I love him.
And who but Petra would immediately send a picture of the culprit? Petra was also easy to work with. Ask her to come up with a list of books to yell about, talk about George Orwell, or mingle with cosplaying fans at a Comic-Con, and she'd pull a segment together for you. And if she didn't think it was her thing, she'd cheerfully direct you to the right person. And Petra loved books. Deeply. You can hear it in her voice. Listen to her talk about one of her picks, Cassandra Cause, The All-Consuming World.
The language that they use is just like fireworks on the page. You know, it's very rare that a novel makes me have to stop and look up words, but I kind of had to do it a lot for this book, and I actually didn't mind, because every time I looked up a word, I'd be like, ooh, that's a perfect choice. So it's not an easy read, but it will blow your tiny mind.
As a Here and Now producer, I've edited well over 1,000 conversations, probably closer to 2,000. And I can tell you that hearing that genuine love come through so clearly is also very rare. But with Petra, it happened every single time. Most of all, Petra was a joy. I used to look forward to Book Expo, the trade fair where we'd find out what the publishers had in store for us, because it gave me the chance to hang out with her. When the pandemic put an end to that, we'd still exchange emails about cats, Food Network shows, and of course, books. I don't think I'll ever be able to pick up a Murderbot book again without thinking that it was Petra who introduced me to Martha Wells's cranky but lovable creation. Petra's fun, love, and joy lit up her Here and Now conversations. Her passing leaves behind a great void, not only for me, but for the show and for our book-loving listeners. But I'm grateful for the time that she spent with all of us.
That's Here and Now producer Emiko Tamagawa remembering Petra Mayer of NPR Books, who died Saturday at the age of 46. You're listening to Here and Now.